أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وما أرسلناك إلا مبشرا ونذيرا. قل ما أسألكم عليه من أجر إلا من شاء أن يتخذ إلى ربه سبيلا.
In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the different waters that Allah has created. Allah spoke of ocean water, which is salty, which is bitter, which cannot be drunk. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the sweet water that Allah has provided us with, the waters that are on earth and that we enjoy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says there's a barrier, even though all these rivers and these dams and these lakes are linked to the ocean and they are fed by the ocean. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says there's a barrier between their water and they never cross that barrier and that buffer that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed. Allah azza wa jalla speaks of how He created insan also from a type of fluid, from a type of water, from a type of liquid. Allah then explained of how Allah then brought relationships into existence. Some relationships are through biological relationship, and the other relationships are through in-law relationships. When people start marrying with each other, then through every nikah and through every marriage, there's a relationship that is born, there's a relationship that comes into existence. Allah tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the next ayah, ayah number 56 of Surah Al-Furqan, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا مُبَشِّرًا وَنَذِيرًا. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have sent you only as a giver of good news. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given two titles and two jobs, two tasks. One was a giver of good news. Tell people of Jannah. Tell people of what awaits them in paradise. Tell people of the rewards of good deeds. Tell people of Allah's love. Tell people of Allah's mercy. Tell people of Allah's forgiveness. Mubashir. One who makes people feel happy, gives them good news, brings joy to their heart, creates positive feelings within people, and creates good thoughts about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the minds of people. And Nadira. And tell them you are also a Nadir. And you are a warner. You are also going to warn them of the fire of Jahannam. You are also going to speak of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's might. You're going to speak of Allah's power. You're going to speak of the consequences of evil deeds and the punishments that await a person who will act on the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this creates a balance between the person. Mubashir, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, gives hope. Nadira, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, creates fear. So both of these are a requirement in order for us to ultimately reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qul, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say to them, مَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is accused of wanting some power. And they said that he has now started and initiated a new group, or he wants to earn some material things of this world. He wants power. He's a political figure. And it seems like he seeks position and he seeks wealth. And he wants us to bribe him. And he wants us to give him things of this world, and that is why he has created and he has formed this new organization. Tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرِ. I do not ask you for any payment, for any reward, for anything of this world. That is not my motive. That is not why I am here. إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ أَنْ يَتَّخِذَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ سَبِيلًا. The only thing I want is that whoever from amongst you is willing that he should adopt a way and a path to Allah. That's what I want from you. That amongst you should be the one who chooses a path, who chooses a way. To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm here to direct you towards that way and to direct you towards that path. وَتَوَكَّلْ. Allah tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى الْحَيِّ الَّذِي لَا يَمُوتُ وَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِهِ. Put full trust, have full faith, and rely fully upon the all-loving, Al-Hayy, one of the beautiful, beautiful qualities of Allah that we should always use when we make dua. Ya Hayy, Ya Hayy. And it's used along with the quality of Allah. So whenever we make dua, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam very often, when he would make dua and when he would supplicate, these are the two attributes of Allah that he would often recite, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum. Even the night preceding the Battle of Badr, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua to Allah for victory and for assistance, these were attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he often recited as he was making dua at night. So Allah says, Wa tawakkal, full trust, all your trust in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fully rely upon Al-Hayy, the ever-living, Alladhi la yamut, the one who cannot die and the one who will never ever die. وَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِهِ, and glorify him, make his tasbih, purify, sing his purity, declare his purity. سَبِّحْ, glorify him بِحَمْدِهِ, along with his praises. وَكَفَى بِهِ بِذُنُوبِ عِبَادِهِ خَبِيرًا, Allah is sufficient as one who knows all about the sins of his servant. You do not have to know about the sins. You do not have to know about what sin they commit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fully aware of that, and Allah is sufficient with regards to that. Allah tells Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَكَفَى بِهِ بِذُنُوبِ عِبَادِهِ خَبِيرًا, Allah is sufficient as a knowledgeable one, as one who has all the information about the sins of his servant. You are not required to keep a record of that. You are not going to be asked tomorrow who committed what sin. So it is not upon you to delve into the personal and private lives and determine and figure out what sins are being committed by which person. That is not your job, that is not your task. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a record of that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows who is committing exactly which sin. الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ, who is Allah? Allah is the one who brought the heavens into existence. الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, and the earth, وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا, and everything that exists between the heavens and the earth, في سِتَّةِ أَيَّامِ, over 6 days. In a period of 6 days, you know that the creation of the entire universe, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, time and again reminder, took place over a period of 6 days. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who brought this entire universe into existence, في سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ, in 6 days, ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْعَرْشِ, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turned his attention towards the throne. Ar-Rahman, who is Allah? Allah is Ar-Rahman, the very, very, very merciful. Ar-Rahman, that's how Allah introduces himself to the world. Surah Fatiha also, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. There is no other attribute of Allah that conveys such an intense meaning of love, mercy and compassion than the title of Rahman. Allah says, Allah is Ar-Rahman, the very, 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 very merciful. فَاسْأَلْ بِهِ خَبِيرًا, so ask one who knows about him how to get to him. فَاسْأَلْ بِهِ خَبِيرًا, ask about him from someone who knows about Allah. And from here we learn the importance of linking up ourselves with someone who has a strong relationship with Allah. A very, very, very pious person who has a strong relationship with Allah, who lives his life for Allah, and who only speaks about Allah when you see him, who only reminds you about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whose objective it is to link others with Allah. It's so important to link up with somebody like that, because Allah says, ask about Allah. You get to know Allah, sometimes you can't do it on your own. You don't know the way to do it. You don't know, you might be taking a very long way. You don't know what is the exact procedure and method of finding Allah and bringing Allah into your life. Allah says, فَاسْأَلْ بِهِ خَبِيرًا, go to a khabir. A khabir, one who has reached Allah. Go to him and ask him how to get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's so important for us to link ourselves up with a spiritual guide. A spiritual guide who will assist us in getting to Allah and finding Allah and understanding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs us that if you want to get to Ar-Rahman, then you need to go to someone who has already learned Ar-Rahman, go to such an individual, link up with such a person, with such a personality, and that person will make it easy for you to get to Ar-Rahman. It is in everything, whatever it is. Sometimes you are an expert in a certain field, but the moment you are faced with something that does not involve your field of expertise, you have to go to somebody who knows about that field. So the same thing to a greater extent applies over here, that sometimes we are not specialists in the field of finding Allah, And we need to go to the specialists, and they will guide us, and they will assist us in finding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and reaching Allah. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ أُسْجُدُوا لِلرَّحْمَانِ. And when it is said to them, prostrate to Ar-Rahman. Put your head down in sujood before Ar-Rahman. When it is said to the disbelievers, قَالُوا وَمَا الرَّحْمَانِ. What do they say? They say, what is this Ar-Rahman? You're telling me to put my forehead down to Ar-Rahman? What is Ar-Rahman? What is Ar-Rahman? We learn from this that Allah speaks of one method of reaching Allah, and then after that Allah speaks of sujood. It shows what an important act this is to reach Allah. The posture of sujood, putting your head down in prostration before Allah, is one of the most effective way of reaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Spending time in sujood, making dua in sujood, remembering Allah in sujood. Remember, when you are in sujood, you are at your lowest point. And when you are at that lowest point, you say, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, pure is Allah who is the highest. You are at your lowest, and you are uttering something which proclaims Allah's highness. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Aqrabna yakunu rabbu, Aqrabna yakunu al-abdu ila rabbih wa huwa sajid. The closest you can come to Allah in this world is when you are in sujood. You cannot be closer to Allah in this world than that position over there. Al-Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, rahimahullah, was asked, what's the distance between a person and the arsh of Allah? What's the distance? He says, sajdatun wahidah, one prostration. One prostration. That is the distance between you and Allah. Meaning the moment you go in sujood, you are in front and you are before the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, it's very important we spend time in sujood. When we are performing our nafal salah, you prolong the sujood. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he would wake up at night, and when he would pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he would prolong his sujood. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala said, his sajda and his sujood was so long at times that I would think he had passed away while in sujood. And I would sometimes touch him, and I would place my hand on him, and then he would make movement, and then I would know that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is still with us. So that is a very, very special moment through which you can connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and spend the most special moment conversing with Allah azza wa jal. And there are some very wonderful, beautiful du'as that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited while in sujood. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and when it is said to them, prostrate to Ar-Rahman, qalu wa ma Ar-Rahman. They say, what is Ar-Rahman? أَنَسْجِدُ لِمَا تَأْمُرُنَا. Should we prostrate to what you are commanding us to prostrate to? وَزَادَهُمْ نُفُورًا. Allah says it only increases them in aversion. The more you call them to the most merciful, they are so obstinate, they are so arrogant. You are not calling them to the punisher. You are not calling them to a lord of wrath. You are not calling them to a avenger. You are calling them to Ar-Rahman. You are telling them, come to Ar-Rahman, the most very, very merciful one, and prostrate before Ar-Rahman. And how do they react? How do they respond? They say, what is Ar-Rahman? Why should we prostrate to what you are telling us to prostrate? And Allah says, every time you call them to prostrate to Ar-Rahman, زَادَهُمْ نُفُورًا. It only increased them in their hatred, it increased them in their aversion. Brothers, before leaving, just perform a sajda of tilawah, as the ayah of tilawah is recited.